Brian, back-to-back wins. The league table looks a lot brighter than it did a couple of weeks ago.
Well, wouldn't be hard. It wasn't too good. 2 or 3 weeks ago, we were sitting at the bottom of it. But you know, we've still a bit of work to do yet. It's definitely it's improving, but it needs a bit more yet. But it's good to get 2 points today, and that's what we come here for. And thankfully, we're going home with it.
The game lost its structure a bit when Monaghan went down to 13 men, but you stuck to the plan.
The game did lose its structure, and you know, we lost our structure and composure a bit as well, which was probably the disappointing part of it. But it's something we have to learn from and adapt to again. And you know, how can we deal with things like that, you know, and deal with them in a better way? But that's learning. The boys came through it rightly, to be fair to them, in the last 10 minutes. They settled down again and started playing a bit of football. But the conditions got, I suppose, slippy and greasy there at the end up, which contributed a bit to the game as well at the end up.
We saw that intensity that Tyrone are famous for, it returned against Kerry last week, and you were able to continue that today for the most part, and you must be happy with that.
Well, the intensity was good last week. It probably could have been better today. It was good in parts, just wasn't as consistent throughout the match. First half, worked hard, got a couple of great scores, but we gave away too many frees, and I think Monaghan got 7 of their first 8 scores from frees, which, you know, with a team, any team nowadays, whenever you're giving them frees within a scoring position, it's nearly criminal.
I think I'm right in saying a point will do you next week. Keep yourself in the red.
Well, I haven't seen any league tables yet, so we'll see what happens. We'll deal with that as it comes. But like, we're going out next week to prepare for Armagh. We know what they're about. Like, they've probably the most improved team over the last couple of years in Ireland. Should have. Probably you could say they could have been in the Ireland final last year. They were unlucky not to be, maybe. They've had a great league performance too at the start. There's some great performances. They haven't got the results. Probably should have won last night. Didn't get the result they deserved. But like, they're a formidable outfit. So we'll have a work cut out for us next week.
Graham, 1-11 there from playing difficult conditions and 10 different scores. That must be an aspect that pleases you as well.
That's good. I didn't actually realise that, but it's good. It's good we get the scores, you know, and get a range of scores is very important too. Probably would have liked a few more. I thought some of our shooting was rash. Didn't convert probably some of the opportunities we did have, which were reasonable opportunities. But then again, I suppose we got 2 goals which we hadn't been converting earlier in the year, which was the upside of it.
And Mullen's first point of the game was from play. That was the only score he got from play, so defensive structure was very good as well.
Defensively, we were fairly solid. And some of the build on, we have a lot of work to do yet, don't get me wrong, but we're hopefully going in the right direction. But we have another big step next week with Armagh. That's probably one of the stiffest, I feel anyway, probably one of the best teams in Division 1.